So Lock let me go.
Radio.
I'm gonna drink real quick. Let me start this off. The lines are
doing open. Something that you don't find challenging, that does not make you stretch mentally, that does not stimulate you, that does not inspire you, something that you don't find a sense of fulfillment in it. If you're doing that day in and day out, it has to affect how you feel about yourself, your level of motivation. Ask yourself that. How motivated are you to do something about it? Your contribution, your actions. What are you giving? Many people will leave the universe without a trace. Will anybody know that you came this way? What contribution are you giving? What will you leave? What will be different because you came this way?
What will it take for you when others are quitting because of the rejections, when others are stopping because they just become so discouraged and they have family members and friends telling them they're a fool? What is it that will allow you to have the mental resiliency to keep on keeping on, to keep your commitment to your commitment, the will to do it? Every time I say it and ask you a question, I want you to say, what will it take for you to bring out the greatness in you and to make your mark?
I can't help it. I have to surrender. That's the way it has to be. Submit to all the things that make you up. Please take my mind and body. You are a beautiful flower. No, you are a sexy waterfall. Oh shit, try to understand if you can't. That I'm a more motherfucker in the body of a man. Try to reach this every day. All kind of ways. So how much pussy do I like to smell? I fucking crack. You gotta get one more. Hold on, one more. Here we go. Smell up your perfume. Intoxicate your mind. Sex is one of the places the lovers can never find. Your body parts, I take my time with every little bit. Look neck to back, back to spine, to find secure bliss. I'll break the beat in mind. In many ways, in my case, the word is called foreplay. I like to take you by the hand, but land, so you'll understand that I want your body and I won't be your man. I won't be you, but I gotta take a beat. Looking at that pussy every day of the week. I won't look wrong because I don't underscore myself. My eyes might water. Let me take a deep breath and think about what you mean to me. What? A bitch trying to be a nice lady. Your mind is and I get it. Listen, things I want to do, I'd rather show you. This is bullshit. I just go, hey, motherfucker, don't judge me. I cannot rap. I'm just trying to talk some shit. What's going on, everybody? How y'all motherfuckers doing? My voice ain't shit. I know. Fuck y'all. I know I can't rap. Fuck y'all. Hey, leave me. Hey, don't judge me. You know I can't rap. Shit. Come on, man. I can't rap. I never said I could rap, but I can run my motherfucking mouth. 515-605-9373 is the number. I'm the Dean. Y'all can call in. As y'all can see, I got my grape sun-kissed. I've got my tea to get my throat good. And I'm here to talk to you guys about women. Oh, man. 515-605-9373 is the number. Let's bring him back in. 513, you there, big dog?
Yes, sir. Yo.
I feel like I landed, like how aliens like were like, wow, this is how the humans work. They get around and they just hang out with it. It's the most amazing thing. How did it feel to hang out with her and not like bite her neck and take her up the tree, dog?
Man, it's the worst, but I'm here to make adjustments.
Well, I know you want to make adjustments, and this is what, hey guys, look, I'm not trying to be mean. This is the, oh shit. Hold on. Let me bring her in. I think she wants to say something to you. So let me go ahead.
Word.
Let me do the doorbell and bring her in correctly.
Hey, you guys! Cut that bitch off!
All right, area code 803, are you there?
Aw, you put me back on, Steve.
Yeah, wait, whoa. Before I put you back on, there's something I need you to do real quick. Can you do this for me?
Sure.
Okay. Are you sitting down or standing up?
Sitting down.
Okay, can you stand up for me?
You want me to stand up?
Yeah. I want you to stand up. And then what I want you to do, I want you to place your hand over your heart. Can you do that for me?
Okay.
And I'm about to play something that's near and dear to my heart. And I want to play it, and I want you to repeat after me, okay? Not after me, after it, okay? Because this it's so powerful, it makes me cry. I'm going to try not to cry. I'm going to try not to, I got to show strength on the show. But every time I hear this, it makes me want to cry. But I want to share it with you. And what I want you to do is I want you to put your hand over your heart and repeat these words. Can you do this? Do this for me?
All right,
here we go. Now, you stand up and put your hand over your heart, and then we'll get to your question. But I need you to say this, okay? You ready?
Okay. I'm
all right,
ready.
Here we go. All right, here we go. Here are the words. I'm going
to
do it with you.
I pledge allegiance to my man, for he is my leader and my king. Without him, I have no value or worth. I must separate myself from the countless others that will be at his feet. I must cook, I must clean, and I must have sex with him at his beck and call. That is my duty, that is my honor, and that is my privilege. Because I'm going after his last name, his ring, and his time. I must learn to be more ladylike and submit to his every whim.
Amen.
Yeah, give me a second. I just got something.
Going too fast.
I'm sorry, guys. Sometimes, it's just odd. Every time I hear that, guys, something gets in my eye. It's just so fucking. Okay. All right, 803, you got it. Did you want to say something to 513-803?
I loved it. Oh, sure. Well, really, the guys in the chat, I wanted to almost set them straight, but I'll hit your boy on the line first.
Okay, go ahead. What do you want to say to him?
Ready? All right.
No, where'd she go? Okay, what did you want to say to him?
You seem to be scared. So if you're scared, you need to either go for a couple of easy girls in between and build up your confidence, and then come back.
Hold on, what's up? I'm lost. I didn't hear you.
All right. You know what? I got an idea.
No,
513, I got an idea. Okay? All right, look. This is what we're going to do.
Right.
I got an idea. I'm a fix this right here. All right? This is what we're going to do. We're going to do a little role play, okay? All right? Now, 803 is going to be this hot chick you're trying to nail, okay? Okay, 513?
That's a bet.
So we're gonna practice, but first, let's okay, we're gonna do the soap opera thing, guys. Let's go to the soap opera. Check it out. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on, let me do the soap opera intro. Here we go. The soap opera. Here we go. We're gonna do this right. Gotcha.
The Man Mindset, in association with the You Ain't Shit Show, is proud to say it's that time once again, people, for another exciting episode of The Nice Guy, The Beta Male, and The Town Whore. Here is your narrator and winner of Planet Man's, the Island of Ass and Titties Award, Steve the Dean Williams.
Oh, y'all are too kind. Thank you. Okay. So here's the situation. 813-803 is right here. The woman that you've been trying to nail, okay? All right? Now, I'm going to be your friend at the dinner table. Now, again, we're all hanging out at your place, all right? We're all hanging out at your place. It's you, me, and that fine woman right here, okay? And you want to get at it, right, 513? Right? Right?
Yes, sir. Let's go.
All right. Okay. Well, let's go. So we're going to practice now. 803. Now, you got to be the fine chick that he's trying to fuck, okay? And I'm his boy. Okay? I'm his boy. All right? Now,
gotcha.
It's up to you, 513. You got to go in on this, okay? Now, let's say it's this weekend, because I'm sure y'all all cake-ass motherfuckers going to be hanging out anyway. So we all hanging out. It's the 22nd. Or the 23rd, and we're all hanging out at your place. Okay, you ready? All right, here we go.
Let's go.
All right, here we go. Hey, 513. it's really great that we're back again playing Scrabble and part cheesy and hanging out and doing nothing. So what's going on, 803? How are you doing?
Cat caught
what?
Your tongue, huh?
Wait a second, man.
I thought I was going to introduce myself. I got it.
513.
Yes, sir.
How you introduce yourself to someone you already fucking know? Remember, she's the girl you know. So
oh,
what
I already
need...
know. Steve,
yes.
I got it. I'm good.
What's her
I'm
name?
Good.
What's the chick's name? Maybe that'll help. What's her
name? Yeah, what's her name? What's her name?
Just make chick's name is going to be Chelsea.
All right, look.
Oh.
Okay, look.
Okay.
Now do what you can. Now here's the first thing, 513. You want to separate her from the herd, okay? So you want to get her away from me so y'all can talk around the corner, in the kitchen, or some other place, okay? I'm going to try to help you out, okay? So here we go. Let's take two now. Okay?
All right. Bet.
And action. Well, let's just sit around and do nothing like a bunch of bitches, but what's going on with you, Chelsea? How are you doing?
Ma'am.
Well, I know you miss me. How come you ain't call me?
What you talking about, miss you? Whatever, dude. Call me, text every day. Stop playing.
Hey, man, you just get on the wrong plan, man. I'm trying to talk to you. But, hey, yo, come over here. Let me lead you out the way real quick. Let me talk to you.
Did you make my drink yet? Come on.
Matter of fact, did you have my 3 ice cubes in my drink the way I like it, the way I told you?
Huh? Ain't this your house? Are you serious?
But anyways, though, man, Hey.
All right, hold on. Wait. Let's cut. All right, hey, wait. Hey, guys, they're on their way to another part of the room. Hold on. Okay, y'all alone now. Go.
Yeah, thank you for making my drink. I was about to say, like, you know that's why I come over here, because you make the bomb drink. Stop playing.
But you also know you come over here just to get a little bit of this present from me.
Yeah, what?
A little bit of this present from me.
Present? What?
Yeah,
what
you
are
like
you talking
taking a little
about?
Sip of me. And you like taking a little sip of me, and you like enjoying my company.
You're kind of... But your game is like awesome. Simplicity. Because we could just go on there.
I didn't even hear what you just said right there.
Hey, really? Oh, fuck. Yo, boy.
I really did.
Dean.
Wait. I'm being called. Hold on a second. Hold on. Hi. What's going on, guys? Did I miss something?
Yeah, Dean, can we go on the back?
Well, if I went to
the Abbey, right? Go put my granny ass on.
Wait. Cut. Hold on, man. I ain't supposed to be fucking your girl, 513. 513. Look, man. Look. You're not getting to the point. You're bullshitting with her. What is the reason why you pulled her over? Think about that, 513, okay? All right? Okay.
Can we buy gender? Can we switch roles real quick?
No, wait. We got to cut scene again. Hold on. Okay. All right, 513. Now look, 513, you there though? All right, look. We're gonna start it back at the point where you're one on one with her, okay? Stop the bullshit with the ice cubes and all that shit. Get to the fucking point. Let her know what is and not what could be, okay?
All right,
here we go. I'm gonna cut y'all through cutscene. Here we go.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
You got some more of this Henny?
Hey, fuck the Henny, but let's be honest, man. I just want you to take my number with me up, and I want you to get in contact with me. Is that a bet?
Hit you up and make contact with you. What?
Is that a bet? Is that a bet?
Can we switch roles, please? Let me fuck him. I want to fuck him one time.
Can we switch roles?
I'm 513. You're Chelsea, okay? Can we do that for a second?
All right, let's switch the roles up. Okay.
Thank you. All right.
So 803. Do you want to? Are we all at the table? Or wait, let's start at the table since you want to start there. Let's go. We're gonna start at the table. Okay, hold on. Let's go there. Oh, hey, Chelsea. He's Chelsea?
Yeah. Nah. This 513. Yo, Chelsea, you got what you want to drink, man?
Excuse me? What?
Be quiet. You got some more? You got what you want? You happy?
I guess. What are you talking about?
Oh, well, if you want some more, just let me know. You know I try to have everything you like here. You know what I'm saying? Straight, you good?
Okay.
Dean, are you good?
Oh yeah, I'm crystal clear.
You straight?
I'm good.
Chelsea, listen, can you do me a favor, please, sweetheart? Can you come over here for a minute? I just want to stalk away from Dean for a moment. Is that all right? Come over here, girl. Come over here.
Oh wait, I've got.
Oh, we've been friends for quite.
Sorry, cutscene.
I just gotta tell you.
Okay, now y'all two are alone.
Hey.
Now wait. 803. Instead of calling Chelsea, just call him 513. That'll make it better. Just call him.
So now he's public.
Just call him 513. Okay.
Listen, 513.
513,
yeah.
Can you hear?
Go ahead,
listen to her.
Yeah, what's up?
Hell. So, I mean, listen, you know my place. You know what's up. I'm trying to see what's up with you.
Okay, what's up?
We can hang. So it's all right if I send Dean home, right? Just be me and you for a little while. Is that cool?
I don't
Does that work with you?
That. I don't know.
Okay, what
that.
You feeling, Dean? You feeling, Dean? I mean, if you rather holler at my boy, it's all good. Like I'm straight.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Dean?
Well, okay. All right.
Hey.
Well, yep. Okay. All right, now wait. Now 513. Now we got to go back. Now 513. You didn't have to respond, but I'm saying, do you hear the aggression without being thirsty, but letting her know what the deal is? You hear that?
Yeah, I do.
All right. So I need you to do this. All right, let's take it from the top. You do it now.
Hey, yo, you got your drink? You good?
Yeah, thank you. That's my favorite.
Cool.
This
well,
is
Ryan, hey, come here. Let's take a second. Come over here real quick. Come over here. Let me talk to you real quick.
All right.
So, yeah, man, I just, you know, want to get to know you. What's going on?
What you mean you want to get to know me? Come on, we've been buddies forever.
Time out. 513. Or you tell her you want to know her, why don't you tell her why you're interested in her before you tell her you want to get to know her? You guys got to tell her why you are interested in her. Then you talk about why you want to get to know her, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got it.
Listen, let me tell you something. You got to tell her. Don't say the same stuff that women always hear. Say the stuff that's beyond the surface.
Okay.
Bring up something important to her, she don't listen.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You know, guys, y'all can call in and let us know what y'all thought about that. Let's go ahead and end this soap opera because I can see where he's messing up.
Will the town whore find a father for her five kids from six different baby daddies? Will the nice guy ever have sex? Will the beta male ever get a shot at the town whore? All of these questions may never get answered, but tune in next week for another episode of The Nice Guy, The Beta Male, and The Town Whore.
Give us your thoughts. I need to know what you guys are thinking. Call in. Let us know what you think because 513, you said
hey,
that
man,
you...
I don't like how these cats is calling me a bitch in the comments, man. Hey,
I don't pay attention to them. Don't even sweat them.
Five, one, three.
They ain't got their man mindset card. Don't worry about them. That's
why they're
in the comments.
Y'all niggas have the balls to call in instead of sitting in the damn comments to get some fucking
knowledge.
Nah,
don't worry about
asses,
don't worry about them. It's me and you right now. Let's just focus. It's me and
yo,
you. I'm
just
telling
make that
you,
clear,
I'm the
though.
Woman that you want. Right? And you want to smash. You want to taste that pussy. You want to hit it from the behind. You want to do everything that you've been wanting to do for years now. So unless you walk in some...
Oh, boy.
Laughing and giggling. Don't laugh and giggle.
All right,
803. Laugh and giggle. I know you're nervous. But stop being nervous. Get you a drink.
Yeah, I'm cool.
This is a lot easier than y'all right, want
but,
it.
Wait.
Thank
okay,
you, though. I appreciate it.
Sometimes you get in the way of this shit.
All right, well, hold on, Magical One. Let me, 803, thank you. Let me put you back in the queue real quick because I got to chop it up with the guys. But thank you, 803, for your input. We appreciate you very much. But let me, all right, I got a question here, email, because y'all can always read email as well. And this guy, take a breather real quick, 513. Let me answer this question. How long of a conversation should you have with a woman in a club or a bar? Can you talk about this during your live show tonight? The conversations that you have with women should be small to the point and move off. Because the thing is, what you listen, always remember, guys, what the thing that I want to do is I want the guys to do the work for me. So what I want to do is I want to get in there, introduce myself, let her know that I either want to dance with her, I want to talk to her later on, or I want to talk to her outside the club. And then what I want to do is I want to back off and leave the fucker, or leave her alone. Why? Because remember what I always tell you guys, the cupcakes and the beta males and the manginas and all those other guys, they can do more work and more help for you. Because what I want her to see is I want her to realize that I'm different from everybody else. I didn't walk up and tell her how beautiful she was. I didn't walk over there and try to offer her a drink or anything like that. That's when you let or allow other people to do the work for you, okay? So to answer your question is, it's not a long conversation. Get in and get out, especially if you're at a bar. If you're at a club, hopefully you guys know how to dance. I would ask her for a dance or something like that, especially the slow drags and shit. But if not, talk to her, get in, get out. Leave the other guys to push her towards you based off of their behaviors and stuff like that. Now, back to you, 513. 513, don't get mad at the chat room, man. They just give you tough love, dog. They just give you tough love.
Oh, I know, man. I know.
Let me tell you where you're going wrong here, man. Okay. The problem is that you're too nervous, man. You're too nervous. And you're not really getting your point across of what you want to do. Like when I'm with my boys and there are some women there, okay? All right. Because there were scenarios. Matter of fact, I'll give you one. Last weekend I was at a party, okay? So I'm at a party and I'm talking to women. Now again, before I did this, I said, okay, look, okay. So I'm sitting here with my client and I'm like, dude, all right, check this out. Let me show you how to work this shit. So what I did is I sat down with a few guys and a few women. We were talking, okay? Now, I told him which one you want. I told him I'll let you pick out the one you want. You pick out from the litter which one you want. He said that chick in the black dress. I said, okay, oh, that's the one. Okay, good. Okay. So I sat down. I engaged the whole table. We were talking. And then what I did was I started moving my conversations away from the group, where I started focusing one-on-one more with the woman in the black dress, to a point was where I was telling her, hey, well, let's get over here and let's talk. She was like, okay. We got up and we went to go talk. You see what I'm saying? Divide from the crowd. Now I got some calls in. Now, area code 734, what's your name, where you're calling from? What's your question or statement, sir?
What's up, man? This is Zaire from Michigan. Basically, hey. I just wanted to say that when she, what was he about to say?
Oh, go ahead. I'm going to see you, Big Dog. Go ahead.
Okay. When she approached him in that aggressive manner, if he noticed, he was flabbergasted, right? He was flabbergasted for probably within a minute range where he couldn't gather his thoughts to react to her aggressiveness.
Yes.
Within that time, when you approach women like that, you do have a time gap to where they are kind of stuck in a cloud. And you can move forward with whatever your action was going to be.
Yes, sir. Yes, I agree. I agree. But here's the thing, 734. You only have a small window. And you're right. And if you fuck that window up, and what I mean by fucking it up, by not knowing what to say or not getting your point across, you're going to lose her attention. Because when you're like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? She's like, okay, what's up? Because now she's like, okay, now you've got my full
undivided.
So what are you going to do with it? And at that point, look, 513, you don't have to be smooth. You don't have to be sly. You just got to let her know what is going on. Look, hey, you know what? Hey, you know, I want to, hey, I know we here hanging out with everybody, but you know what? After all this is said and done, I want to holler at you. I want to talk to you. The reason why, because I'm interested in you. I've always been interested in you. It's just I never said anything to you because you was at work and I didn't want to do the job thing. But since you left the job and everything, and you've been coming over here, I've been checking you out. You know, you see what I'm saying? 734, simple things.
Yeah.
Getting
that's why you say have an objective. Once you have an objective, you come up to her like a man. She gonna be stuck in his sauce for that quick minute. She gonna be kind of like, damn, what the hell just went on? And before she know it, she doing shit that she don't even know that she wanted to do. And
right. Exactly. Mm. That's the truth. What do you have? What is your comment on that, sir? 513.
No, I mean, I'm taking it in strides, man. I just think I just really honestly need to just get comfortable with the situation and just attack it and go at it smoothly. Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of hyped up because I'm on the phone and something new. I ain't really experienced this. But, you know, I think I have a decent enough rapport. I could just come up, like, comfortably and just confidently just say what I need to say. But I definitely appreciate you for the guidance more than anything else. My approach is not going to be the same at all.
Man, Steve got some practice tactics, man, that sound official. You know, did you check out the website yet?
No. Yeah. Like I said, man, I've been hip to dude for a year, man. So,
Wait. But, fam, if you've been hip to me for a year, you should know that you don't sit around and not talk to women.
I know that. But, like, this joint is different. Like,
No, 803, what is the law that we teach, the law, rule, and code? Anything that you put in front of you, you worship. Anything you put above you, you worship. Do not worship this woman. She is a woman. That's all she is. Stop worshiping her ass and her titties. See, this is where y'all guys go. You're so busy trying to conquer her ass and her titties. The code to getting the ass and titties is in between her ears. It's the shit you say to her. It's the way you behave around her. It's letting her know where the fuck you stand. That's what opens up those doors. But if you're nervous, see, look, 513, I'm going to be honest with you. And 734, I want to say thank you before I throw you in the queue. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Much love and respect. Thank you, sir. But 513, and 214, I'll bring you in 1 second. But 513, what I'm saying to you is this, fam. Look, women notice fear. Because here's your problem real quick. And 214, I'll bring you in 1 second. Here's your problem, 513. When you begin to put your bid in on this woman, what are you going to do when she says to you, why didn't you tell me this before? Or why didn't you say something before? What are you going to say then? Five, one, three. Yeah, so what are you going to say then?
My bad, Steve. I didn't realize that on mute.
Yeah.
I don't really have a response to that, honestly.
Whoa. A warrior. Remember, you got your king. You know what we talk about. Your king, man, warrior, and love, right? Your warrior must always be what? Prepared, right?
Definitely.
So are you prepared? No. If she asks you why, what is your reply? Well, I don't know. That's a good question. Is that what you're going to say to her?
Nah. My reply is just, you know, let's just make things happen now.
Stop. No, I want you to think about that real quick. Hold on, let me bring in 214. 214,
wait,
did you have a question?
What was the question, sir? Again? What was the question?
I'll tell you in a second.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, what's going on? How can I help you, sir?
I just wanted to co-sign with what 713 said, and just wanted to tell 513, like, look, man, as far as the chat's concerned, man, like, we're all here to learn, and I know some guys, like, take that shit too far when they like clowning and stuff, but, man, we're all just, like, rooting for you and everything, and I just wanted to time from, like, with my personal experience from when I first, like, met Steve and everything, like, if you get that inner champ, man, I know what helped me from getting out of that nervousness was that I really stopped, like, giving a fuck as far as, like, what the female's response would be, and I just focused on, like, getting my point across, man. So I'm not sure if that's necessarily what's going on with you, but, like, having, like, a nervousness and, like, thinking about, like, oh, how she's going to take this and how she's going to take that, like, man, don't even worry about that. So that's basically just what I wanted to say, man. Like, just keep on, like, getting through this and just, like, focus on yourself and don't really worry about what others think, man. I feel like that kind of, like, peer pressure element, that's what has a lot of guys, like, fucked up. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to say, man. But, like, much respect to you, fam, for, like, hanging in there, bro.
No, thank you, 214. We appreciate you, man. Much love to you, man. Thank you, sir, so much. Now, 513, when she asks you, why didn't you say that before? What are you going to say to her?
What was the question again?
Why didn't you tell me that before? Why did you take so long to say something?
Man, I didn't take it took so long to say something because honestly, at that time, you was my coworker. I didn't really want to, you know, cross that boundary. But you know,
well,
the fact that you would work together more.
But I wasn't your coworker 2 months ago. I left the job 2 months ago. So why didn't you say something then?
I'm stuck, Steve. I'm stuck.
I know you're stuck. Listen, I'm not trying to stomp you, but I need you. But listen, as a man, you have to be prepared for whatever a woman throws at you. All you guys, listen to me. You got to be prepared. Because if you're not prepared, you're going to lose and you're going to turn her off. So that's why you need to think about those things, man. I mean, think about this. What is the honest reason why you didn't say anything? What is your honest reason?
The honest reason is because I thought I was going to get out that friend zone.
Wait, you thought you wasn't or was?
I thought I wasn't.
Who told you to think?
Sure. That's true. I've heard that before.
You know how many women I slept with? You know how many women I slept with that I told myself that, man, you shouldn't go talk to her. You don't have a shot at her. But they also the voice was like, dog, when you fucking her like that, man, turn her over now. Flip her over. Hey, look. The voice in your head is always going to tell you things to stop you from growing. That's what it does. You can't listen to that voice. That voice is only there to keep you where you're at. It doesn't want you to grow. It doesn't want you to expand. So it's very important that you learn you. Does that make any sense, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes,
now, what would you tell her she has a boyfriend?
Well, I have a girlfriend, so let's just be honest on all fronts.
Wait, she says she has a boyfriend. You got a girlfriend, but what are you gonna say to her if she says she has a boyfriend?
She says she has a boyfriend. I'd be like, well, I have a girlfriend, if we just being honest here. So I still want to get to know you, though.
No. You don't say that. Don't bring up the other woman. Never. How do y'all bring up the other woman? Don't bring up the other woman. Don't do that. Bring up the other woman. Listen, if you've been listening to me for a year now, what do I say? What do I say when a woman says no to me or have a boyfriend? What do I say?
I'm sorry?
What do I say to a woman when she tells me she has a boyfriend or she's not interested in me? If you've been listening to me for a year, what do I normally say?
It lost me, Steve.
This simple. If you want to get away, if you want to have fun, if you want to talk, do what?
Call me.
Yo, covers all your bases. Then at that point, you don't have to worry about anything. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now I have. Now we're gonna just go for probably a few more minutes because I got to save my voice for Saturday, man. But anyway, I do want to say to you, man. Like I say, man, this is what I want you to do, okay? Because I want you to. Hey, when are y'all gonna hook up again? When are y'all gonna hang out again?
probably around sometime next weekend, I'll probably say.
So,
are you going to be able to listen?
Get her information from your associate, because right now you're too scared, and I gotta guide you through this fucking storm. So, hey, do you have your associate's number? That other chick's number?
Yeah.
All right. This is what I want you to do right now. Send her a text message and say, can you pass my number along to whatever her name is? Pass my number. You give her my number and have her text me.
Okay.
And if she asks you why, say, hey, don't worry about it. I just want to talk to her about something. It's not really her business.
Okay.
You pass that along. That's the first step. The second step that you need to do, okay, is go to the Man Mindset and add me to your Facebook, or add me at the Man Mindset. My Facebook is the Man Mindset, okay? Add me there. And if she sends you a text, print screen or screen print that shit, or however you kids say this shit, send it to me on Messenger, and I will tell you what to do, and we will get this going up to Saturday, okay? Because my whole thing is, for any of you guys, I want you to win, and I will do whatever it takes for you guys to win. I don't want you guys on Saturday. Listen, the reason we do our shows from 7 to 9 on Saturdays is because I want to get y'all revved up now. So when the show is over with, you go out there and hunt, you go meet women, you go to parties and get togethers and have that feeling that nothing's going to tear you down. I want to give you guys that motivation. So 513, send that shit to your girl. I'm losing my voice here. Send that shit to your girl, okay? Now, I'm going to bring this call in, guys. I've got 15 minutes, so if anyone wants to call in now, and I'll talk to you. 267, did you have a question, sir?
Yeah, what's up? I got a situation. Some girl I used to fuck with, like 2 years ago, she said she want to come over Monday for Christmas. She asked me what I'm doing, said nothing. But I'm going to try to fuck her, but we was kind of like friends, but we was fucking at the same time. That makes sense. So my question is, how do I go about it? Like, that makes sense? Like, do I do the shit I did before? Or, you know, like the end result is I'm going to try to fuck, like no matter what, but what you think I should do? Leading up to
All right, I got okay. You stay right there. Let me see what 803 wants real quick. 503, you do what you do. Hold on a second. 803, what's up? What's up, girl? How can I help? What's up?
Yeah. In the comments, they were saying that for 513, that he has a current girlfriend, and so he knows his girlfriend. Is that true?
Yeah. So what? Yeah.
All right. Well, he need to kick his current girlfriend to the curb. I'm sorry.
Well, it's his choice. I mean, it's Gila's choice. And that's all they told him early on. I told him to get rid of his girl or get rid of his girl.
No. You ain't happy with the girl anyway. Whether you end up with Chelsea or not, if you ain't happy with the girl, that's just wasted time and energy and effort. Unless, you know, pussy's good. Pussy's good and you want to keep her, that's fine. But then in the end, you're just going to break her heart. So why not just let her go and find some other, you know, side chick pussy while you pissing Chelsea?
Well, that's dealer's choice. We'll ask him, but I gotta grab it something. Thank you, Ada, please. All right, throw you back in. All right, 267. All right, here you go. Let me get this in. So you want old girl to come over? I mean, when you say what I want to do, you talking about what to do when she's over or what?
Yeah, like what to do when she come over. Like, she hit me up today. She's like, yo, what you doing for Christmas? I said, nothing. I'm not doing nothing. She's like, all right, well, I'm going to try to come see you. I think this is like her last semester. She's like, I've been stressed out all semester, blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to come see you. I haven't seen you in a while. So I'm like, all right.
She's like,
Monday is when I'm going to come. What I'm saying is I'm going to try to fuck regardless, but what angle should I go at it?
It's the angle you should go at it, okay? Why don't you tell her, all right, will you be able to see her before Monday, or is she just coming on Monday?
She's just coming on Monday. I got work, and I think her last class is probably Friday or Thursday, or tomorrow.
Hey, do you know how to cook?
She know how to cook. She can cook.
Okay, she can cook. Okay, why don't you say this? Let's make it a good time. Go to the store, get some steaks or some chicken or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Ask her what she wants to eat. Ask her her favorite wine. Does she drink wine? Do you know that?
She don't drink. She's not really a drinker.
Okay, that's fine. If she don't drink, that's cool. That's fine. Well, what I want you to do is I want you to tell her, like, look, what we can do is I got a great idea. I know you've been stressing and all this other stuff. So when you come over here, all I want you to do is kick off your shoes and relax. I'll make us – now, wait. Now, can you cook?
Yeah, I can cook, yeah.
Now, look, you can cook steaks and chicken. That's basic shit. Can you make – do you have a grill or – can you bake some chicken?
I can bake some chicken, yeah.
All right, you can bake some chicken. Can you make some sides? You know, make a salad. You know how to make a salad?
Oh, yeah.
Go get a pencil out. Hurry up, write this down. I got 13 minutes. I'm going to break this down to you. Go get a pencil so we can get all this shit together.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, so. First thing you do, you want to get two chickens, okay? You want to get two chickens.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go get a
mm-hmm.
salad. Now, your salad is going to consist of your salad. You get some croutons, some small tomatoes you can cut up. Ask her, I don't know what kind of dressing she likes, but again, this is you know, kind of chill. Now, again, is she just coming over Monday all day? Is she going to spend the night?
I'm not sure if she's going to spend the night. It's going to be more so like probably like 3 to like 11, like an 8-hour shift type of thing.
All right. Well, just, okay, again, now listen. Okay, if you don't want to, you don't have to fix or anything. This is what I want you to do. Go to the man mindset, and we have a section called When She Comes Over, okay? And in mm-hmm. that section, I have desserts that I show you how to make. They're simple desserts, nothing too fancy. They're simple desserts. But go there and find one of those recipes I have. Because I do videos. I walk you through everything. It's real simple and shit. Real simple, dude. The best one I used to use was my Ace Boom Coon one. I used to make cookie bowls, put ice cream. Mm-hmm. Man, I used to put that shit up, and them bitches love that shit. But okay. But go there. And get that recipe. Again, if you don't really want to cook, I'm thinking, instead of cooking, you could say this. You want me to order Italian, Chinese? What would you like me to order? Because you don't need to cook right now because it's more y'all spending time together. So ask her what mm-hmm. she wants to cook. Tell her, then you can sit back, chill, relax. Tell her, look, hey, tell her on the menu there's a foot massage. We have a great time. We're going to sit back, watch. We're going to sit back and have a, you know, spend Christmas together. No gifts or anything like that, but we're just sitting chill.
Oh, no,
you know,
no.
Right, sitting chill. Now, what's up?
I had my second question. I didn't want to, like I said, we fucked before, but it was like years ago, but I don't want to hit her with old shit. I can't get the foul play, but do you recommend I can get the kissing one-on-one? You think
no,
I should
no,
get
no,
that?
No,
I
no,
want
no, to. Don't get the kissing. No, what I would do, look, get a 3-pack. Go to Manhood, you get a 3-pack. Get the Kissing 101, the Making Out, and the Fucking 101 back. That's all you need. Just get that 3-pack. That's all you need. You don't need to do the 5-play and all the other stuff right now. You do the
so
Kissing
101.
The 3-pack. You get a 3-pack. You get a Kissing 101, a Make Out, mm-hmm. and a Fucking 101 back. So get those. And then you can, because again, they're 15-minute videos. They're jam-packed with a lot of stuff you can do when she's over there, okay? Take that. Mm-hmm. You mix in your when she comes over, okay? Make sure, make a dessert from scratch. Doesn't have to be anything special. But then you spend a little bit of time with her. Again, remember, you don't have to throw yourself on her because it seems like she's going to give you the pussy anyway. She's coming over there to mm-hmm. fuck anyway. So remember, as a man, we don't rush it. We do it on our time, but don't waste time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's important. Do it on our time, but not to waste time. So when she comes over, make it a special event for her. You know, come over. Hey, look, first thing when you see her, look, first thing when you, I want you to do when you see her, when you open that door, I want you to grab her and give her a hug, twirl her. As a matter of fact, get, hey, you know what? Shit, get, go find out. I don't know. I guess you can get those at Hobby Lobby, I guess, or Michael's. They have mistletoes or something. Get one of those motherfuckers and put that shit right above
oh,
your
shit.
Come on, dog. I'm a bad motherfucker. I got you, dog. Come on. Take the mistletoe, put that motherfucker above your door, okay? Get a pin and pin that motherfucker above your door, okay? Now, what I want you to do is when you open the door and greet her, give her a hug, twirl her around, do your thing, close the door, and then say, wait, oh, shit, look up there. It's a mistletoe. Right? Right? So, okay, that's when you use your first kissing 101 technique. That's the first thing, okay? Then after you do that, chill. Don't force yourself on it. Relax. Bring her over. Sit her down on the couch. Then chill. And I don't know if you want to watch TV or y'all watch. I don't know what's on the menu as far as what you want to do. But what I'm saying is, you know, I know you had a long day. Take your shoes off. Relax. You know, when you're sitting on the couch and she's sitting beside you, grab her foot. Put it on your lap. While y'all watching TV and start rubbing her feet. Give her a foot massage, okay? Now, also, would you like something to drink? Because remember, this is look, what we're trying to do is give her an impression of how you are with all women, okay? This is your impression. So while you go on the couch with her, make sure, remember, find out, ask her if she wants something to drink, be a great host, but also be flirty with her. Also, have a good time and enjoy yourself and relax. It's Christmas time, so you should have a good time. But also what I would do is I would have a missile. So I would have that. Hey, look, I'll put a mistletoe all over the fucking house. Because every time I walk around, you're like, hey, 227, oh, damn, look, another mistletoe.
man. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me see. 312, did you have a question or anything, sir, or are you just listening? 312, you there? Did you have a question? Oh, okay. Maybe you think, let me take you off. I don't know if he was there. Okay. Anyway, 267. So that's what I'm saying to you, big dog. Now remember, now look, this is what we need to do. Now, we have a show on Saturday, okay? So what I need you to do is I need you to call her, find out Chinese, Italian, what do you want to eat? Okay? What do you want to eat? Whatever, right? What do you feel like eating? Give her the menu. Warn her there's going to be mistletoes all over the house. So be careful. And then after that, what I want you to do is call into the show on Saturday. Let me know what she's saying and what's going on. And then I can guide you from that point. Okay?
All right, I got you. Saturday when I call in. When is the show Saturday?
7 p.m. 7 East. 7 East.
7 p.m. All right, I got you. It's going to be brief because I'm going to be at work, but I still can slide that call.
Just call in real quick and let me know what's going on. Or what you can do if you want before Saturday. Remember, add me on Facebook. If you get a text message from her, show me the message and I'll tell you what to say. Because what we wanted to see, what's important here, and this is where a lot of guys fuck up. Today is Wednesday. Monday's D-Day. What a lot of guys do, they don't do shit between Wednesday and Monday. So what we want to do is we want to prep her to understand that when she gets over there, it's going to be more than y'all just fucking putting like fucking bulbs and balls and shit on trees and whatever the fuck it is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, I got you.
All right, so we want to do that. Okay.
I'll call you Saturday.
Yes. Yeah. Call me Saturday. And
I'm get the 3-pack.
Yes, get the 3-pack. Yeah, remember. Yeah, and study that. Get on that shit and study it. Okay. So hold on. Okay. Yeah, so go ahead and study that, and we'll go from there. And like I said, big dog, if you can't just go to the man mindset. You have Facebook, right?
No, I have Facebook. I don't have social media.
Okay, you don't have it.
But I'll be on the man mindset though. I'm on the
right
now.
Well, just send me an email and let me know what she says or something, okay? And because okay. The thing I want to do for you is I want to prep this so when Monday comes, it's more of, okay, she's looking forward to the experience of being with you than just coming over. And that's what a lot of guys don't do. They don't give her the – you. And what I mean by the experience real quick, you remember when you were a young kid and – maybe it was either Halloween, going trick-or-treating, or you knew Christmas was coming, or even for us, you know, Christmas, you know, you couldn't sleep. You know, you always say to yourself, man, I'm going to stay up all night, man. I can't sleep. It's Christmas. Then you wake up in the morning, oh, shit, it's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. I can't wait. You know, that. You want to give her the experience, okay? That's the important thing. Okay? That's what we want. That's what we want you to get through to her, okay, big dog? So,
all right, so you said the kissing 101, make out, and what's the last one?
The fucking 101 back. Just hey, if you get the three, just say, you get the three pack, just say, Steve, it's 267, send it, and I know what to send you. I already know what you need.
Okay.
Yeah, so do that, and like I say, what we want to do, the most important thing is when you get the kissing 101, the making out, and the fucking 101, do those things. Learn those things. I mean, you got between now and Monday to get all this down. Okay, so don't rush it. Don't worry about it. But what we want to do is we want to keep the contact between you and her through the texting to be more exciting and let her look forward to the experience, not just spending time with you, but I want her to look forward to the experience because we want her to realize she's never going to see or experience what she's going to do with you with anybody. So we want the conversation between y'all again, but it's important for you to let me know what's going on. If you don't let me know, I can't help you. Okay.
Okay.
That's
I got you. Thanks.
Okay.
I appreciate you.
All right. No doubt, man. And remember the thing that is important here. Remember, once you start to learn more, you'll know that you have a freaky side, a romantic side, a seductive side, a naughty side, a dirty side, a nasty side. You got so many sides, you don't even know what the fuck you got, but you got them. But wait, one thing at a time. We can't just throw this on you. But what we want to do is, now wait, the way you're talking to her, are you talking to her on your iPhone or do you have a Samsung? What do you have?
iPhone.
Okay. On your iPhone, can you send voice messages?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. This is the thing, okay? This is the thing that we want to do. We want you to go ahead and send messages, but in between, we want you to send voice messages. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Voice messages. Explain. Now, again, remember, I'm going to tell you what to say. You just got to show me what's going on, and I'll tell you what to say to her because we want to prep her for Monday. Okay. But also remember, go to the man mindset, go to the free section. And what I want you to do is I want you to go to when she comes over. And what that is, that's a free area where I got different desserts. You can choose any dessert you want. And then all I do is I'm walking you through it, and I'm showing you how to make it. Very simple desserts. But women think it's very sexy when a guy can cook or create, okay? It's very sexy.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want you to do is I want her to see another side of you as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right,
gotcha.
All right, no doubt. So I'm about to shut this down and everything. Let me see if anybody has any more questions before I do. Any more questions, press one. If not, we're about to shut this down. But like I say, man, this is the man mindset. I'm the Dean. So don't forget, guys, Saturday, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to have a text message an email show. And I do have my friend zone. I got to finish this up. I'm going to play this friend zone one. This shit is fucking awesome. This one is awesome. So I'm going to make sure I can play it. Hold on. Let me see. This is DMV. Hold on a second. Okay, hold on. Hold on. I'm free now. Hold on. Okay, yeah, so let's go right now, and let's go. I'm going to go ahead and end it. 515-605-9373 is the number, and what we'll do is we'll convene on Saturday, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, guys. If y'all have any questions, go to The Man Mindset. I got you covered, but we will see you on Saturday, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we will definitely chop it up, and go through the emails and the text messages, okay? And I got the friend zone thing queued up, so I'm definitely gonna play some of that shit on Saturday as well. All right, guys, y'all have a very, very wonderful night. I'm the Dean Man, and I will definitely talk to you later, okay, guys? Gotta rest my voice, man. Shit, we did like 5 hours. I'll holler at you later. Peace.